Yom Kippur and Paradum. The Prishasa from the time that he was separated. Kohen and Seraph, the coming before Ashtami. Later we're going to explain the reasoning. The Rabbi Meir Savar to Chuyahi Betzibur. We'll be in Tahara Ma'al Yisrael. And therefore we need it to be really good, full Tahara. Hazav is Mano, and Hazav also has to be done in the proper time. And every day you have what to doubt. Shema Hayom Yom Shlishi Hul Tumasa. Perhaps today is his third day of becoming Tamei. V'shlosh Rishayim, the first 3 days. V'shlosh Acharyim, the last 3 days. Koyam V'yom, Ikla Svukim, Misfeka Shushvi. And in the last 3 days, you can also, each day, have a suspicion that perhaps that is the seventh day. Rabbi Yosef Sever, Heter Hubitzibu, the low Machmeribo, El Olamai Laba'amu. We'll only scrunch on it because if we want some sort of extra homer, Yavi Milum, because we learn out from Milum. Hazal Klal, Lomali, Vitar Shlishi, Vishvi, and doing it on the third and the seventh day. He's going to make for Rochatz Loboza El Olami. This is not coming. This person only coming to teach you. Ala Tvila Shetehe B'Yom Hashvi. The going to the mikvah should be on the seventh day. V'Hazav Nami Makshil and Tvila. And the Hazav the Paraduma. We compare it to the going to the mikvah. Elios Mitzvah B'Zman. It should be mitzvah at the proper time. Hilkach Tepro Kol Yom Mazinan Lay. Therefore, every day we're going to sprinkle it from the paradum on him, because perhaps that day is the proper time. We have a different drasha for it in the third parak of Maseches Kedushin. You shouldn't erase the name of Hashem. And the warning in the Torah against erasing Hashem's name is because it says, but Vavodazar, you should destroy their names. But Samachim, right next to it, says, Sasson King, that you shouldn't do that when it says, Hashem Alokecho to Hashem. Tefillah for Tara that the Torah tells you have to do. To protect it from the strength of the flowing water. The tefillah is man the mitzvah. The tefillah being in its proper time is being a mitzvah. Mitzvah hilchah therefore dim aloi mishkacha gemi. Perhaps you're not going to find a gemi, and then you're going to be yishet tefilos liyamachi. You're going to push off your tefillah a different day. You're not supposed to do that. Lo makshina and hazav is mana lav mitzvah. Doing the hazav of the paradum is not in the proper time is not a mitzvah. Chiksev shulshi v'shvi. And that which it says, the third and seventh day, shalo yaktim, that you should do earlier, v'yisha, or delay, ben hazal hazal, between each one of the two sprinklings of paraduma, which, and you would have a delay if you went earlier or later, of abra yamim, 4 days. Aval im hisha hazasa ilizman merubo, less lomba, but if you delay the whole process for a long time, that does not bother us at all. Davches, omud beis. Shizev Shasu Kadusha Likanas and Machan Shkina to go to the Mach Shkina Vlahi Libo Zahalov, and you should be a little bit arrogant. He nibdom we call Kalos Roj, to be separate from all lightheadedness, Shechalal of Emo, to have the loss of an abyss, because he's going to get fear of Hashem when he's separated from the people. Vizep Shasu Latara Lahakman, but Tarasa was one Mishkrinchen in him becoming Tahar, Nekal Shaisambo, because of the leniency that they're doing with him, Latamal Bumayam, Lahatvila, Lahisvil, and Shatsudakim. That we should make him tummy and put him to the mikvah to make him a tful yom in order to show that the tzedakim are wrong. Therefore, they were more stringent in his taro in order that nobody should touch him. For paradumi, you sprinkle on him all 7 days, and for Yom Kippur, only day 3 and 7. Bishlam Yom Rishon Mazal of the first day you're going to sprinkle on him. Why Shema Hayom Yom Shlishi Lutumas? Perhaps today is the third day of his tumah. B'chein Sheni so to the second day. B'chein Shlishi so to the third day. Why Shema Sha'achos Kli Nefrishas Olip? Perhaps 1 hour, but 1 moment before he was separated from people, he became tummy. Kamishi Shema Shvi Sheim Hayher Rishon Lepriishos Shlishi Lutumah, because of the first day of him being separated was the third day of his tumah, then nimsach chamishi shvi, and comes out the 5th day, it's the 7th day, v'chein shishi, v'chein shvi, so you can work it out with the 6th and 7th day. El revi, amayim ezinele, why do you sprinkle from him on the paraduma? Lo b'shilishi ikhla sugi, there's no reason to assume it's the 3rd day. Daha m'shapishu lo nitma, because the mesa, from the time that he was separated, he did not come to the mesa, lo b'shvi ikhla sugi, you can't suspect it's the 7th day, she'im hayishvi ilu tumasai, because if it was the 7th day, there's tumah har yom echad lefnei prishasal,
Shlishi the Tumah, then one day before his being separated from people was the third day of his Tumah. Nimsa Shlo, he's the Bishlishi. It comes out then you did not sprinkle on him on the third day of his Tumah. Vazo Shvi, Velo Shlishi, Inuklum. And if you sprinkle on the seventh day without sprinkling on the third day, it is not worth anything. Well, Imus the Misramim, Freshinon. Leg, I forgot that Lohavi revived Shaloi b'Shabbos, even though his fourth day was not in Shabbos. And Nimsa says, but Lishan Yom is going to come out that the sprinkling on him is going to not happen for 2 days. To be done, Talia Milsa Shain Zavana Kuvu doesn't have a set time for the Nisrami, revived Shaloi b'Shabbos, a little use to Kuvu Hazoyos. Eliyom Echon, you're not going to have to stop from sprinkling Paradu on him more than 1 day. Parhedrim Pekidi Hamelot, these officers of the king. Lishka Balvoti, Lushan Serm of princes. Kachayis and Nikris, Lishka Serm was called the chamber of the princes. Betchila kol yimei Shimon HaTzadik, the days of Shimon HaTzadik Shcherach Yim, he lived for a long time. You'll say later he's 40 years calling Gadol Hayikar Nasa Lishkas Balvati. They used to call it the Lishkas Balvati of princes. Betoch Shneis Mamal Lekhunim, Betoch Shekayni Bayis Sheni Hayoyimdin Aydin Mamal. Since the Kainim Hagadolim and Bayis Sheni would get appointed through monetary payments, Shanais and Alkuhuna Bidullah, they were paid in order to become Kohen Gadol, the Machabes Chashmonai to the kings of the Chashmonai, Machlif and Alsakal Yudbeis Chedish, Kalamians, means to say, Shavashim Hayu, that they were wicked, Velohayim Mutsin Shanason, and they wouldn't live out the year, Ramad Midan Akhatatav, and they would appoint another one in this place, Vakol Kohen Hamas Chadish Bo, and any Kohen that was, New Kohen, Saiser Hoysa, would knock it down this Lishka, Uboina, Binyin No Minarish, and build a nicer building room, chamber, from the previous one, Shetei Kruy Al Shemosh, we call his name, and Nimsim Schalef is Choshana Mashana. Turns out that the chamber itself would change each year. That the king switches them every year. So they went and started calling it Lishkas Parhedrin. Person who is buying wheat from an Amor, and he wants to make bread and sell it to the market. They do not obligate him to have to take the Meister Sheni up into, of this Demai to Yerushalayim. El Chumas Meister. Just the Chumas Meister, which is 1%, 1/100. The Chala, Yitin Lekain, and the Chala you should give to the Kain. So the Chumas Meister and the Chala you should give to the Kain. Aval Shire called Adam, but every other person, Hatila Lavahalos Meister Sheni shall demai Lushlaim. They obligated him to take up the Meister Sheni of the Meister Shlaim, the Meister Rishon, the Meister Oni, Marfishon, and the Meister Rishon, the Meister Oni, you separated. The Ein Lysen, you don't give it to people. Menachtoim, Chover asking him, we're talking about Nachtoim, who's a Chover, he's a righteous. Medokshu, who Rogol, Limkor, Kol Shah, since he's selling all the time, Hekido, they were more lenient on him, Sheinu, Zerf, Mahafish, Shalom, Meister Sheni, Shal Demai, he doesn't have to take off the Meister Sheni of the Demai, Lalos, Yushlaim, take up the Shalim, or to redeem it.